I freak out, will you still want me?
What are you talking about? You're not going to freak out. And then you'll want me in what sense?
Look, they've closed the asylums and my parents won't know what to do with an idiot at home. Will you keep me? Yeah, I'm just fucking with you, Professor.
I realized that.
So, do you want to know what I do with her or not?
No.
She is similar to you in some ways. She looks like a good girl, but...
What is this? A challenge?
Times have changed, Professor. Challenging you is not exactly my favorite activity. Let's just say that I amused myself with a little innocent provocation.
I'm sorry, Emmanuel, I no longer see a trace of innocence in you.
You took my virginity, and I am not talking about the physical one. Now you have no right to judge me. I get by as I can. I have to thank you, you know? It's not easy to please someone like Michelle. It's also thanks to you that I got good at it. Frigid women are a great gym. That makes two. You are not even original.
Come on, kid, show me what you can do. No, wait. I don't recognize him anymore. He has a technical and genital way of making love with an absolute lack of emotional involvement. In a silence broken only by a few cold exhortations.
Turn around and move.
And some crude comments.
Try not to take the usual half hour.
He smells that girl on his skin, a strange odor of musk, sweat, and incense mingling with mine. I am intimidated, humiliated. I cannot stand that horrible comparison. I feel torn apart by a mixture of opposing emotions. Ravaged by jealousy at the thought that a few hours ago he made another feel the same sensations, and at the same time proud of him to the point of tears because, yes, he is good. My boy is good. He is a man. This state of mind will burst into madness if I let it last a single second longer. I have to stop. Stop now.